One of the more well-known psukim found in the parasha is Matovo Alech Yaakov Mishnekosech Yisrael. It's incumbent upon each of us to understand this pasuk because it's customarily recited each morning and to have an appreciation of what the pasuk means. So firstly, what is the difference between the name Yaakov and Yisrael? It's a question that many grapple with throughout a number of the psukim in the Torah. And moreover, why is Yaakov coupled with the word Ohel, Matovu, Olecha Yaakov? Well, Yisrael is coupled with the Mishkan, Mishkanos Ech Yisrael. Now, before answering these questions, there's yet another pasuk in the parasha that also contrasts the names Yaakov and Yisrael. Ki lo nachash be Yaakov, lo kesem be Yisrael. Nachash and kesem are different types of sorceries. So what's the difference between Nachash and Kesem, and why is one paired with Yaakov and the other with Yisrael? The Ohel of Yisrael in this parasha explains the difference between the names Yaakov and Yisrael. Yaakov indicates when our actions lack clarity, direction, and guidance, when they lack the recognition of their Ribono Shel Olam. And this is reflected in the name Yaakov itself. The letter Yud, which represents the name of Hashem, appears only at the end of the action, the end, at the heel. The word Akiv means heel, Yaakov. The Yud is recognized only at the Akiv, Yaakov. And sometimes we only recognize a Kadosh Baruch Hu at the end. But from the beginning, we are acting on our own whim. On occasion, however, we're expected to act on our own and use our own analysis, decision-making. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see our efforts, our input, our contributions on occasion. That's Yaakov. The Yud is an after fact, almost. On the other hand, the name Yisrael indicates the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam from the outset. The name Yisrael means Yashar Kel. There's a straight line and sense of a Kadosh Baruch Hu from the start, from the beginning. And this is the preferred approach. Our aim is to follow Ratzon Hashem in most of our endeavors and not to rely on our personal blend, our personal flavor. That being said, there are moments in life, albeit fewer, but there are moments when the Kadosh Baruch Hu prefers our initiative. So Yaakov represents our initiative, and we only see the Yud or the Akiv. We really see that was the Yad Hashem at the end. And other times, the Kadosh Baruch Hu prefers us to be Yashar Kel, Yisrael. And this is precisely the distinction between Ohel and Mishkan. Now, the word Ohel means temporary, as in a tent. It's a reference to a temporary dwelling, a Dir Sarai. The notion of leading a life of Yaakov, a life where the Ribono Shel Olam comes only at the end, is an inferior way to live. It's temporary, unappealing, unattractive, discouraged. But it must be part of our arsenal. It's an approach that on occasion must be utilized. A life filled with the Shekhinah, however, in every thought and every speech and every action is the ideal way to live. A life of Yashrus, a life fulfilling the mission of the name Yisrael, Yashar Kel. A life of Yashar Kel is the preferred way of life. Hence, Yisrael is affiliated with a Mishkan, a permanent place of dwelling, underscoring that it's the primary way life should be lived. Ma tovu alecha Yaakov, Mishkan osecha Yisrael. The Mishkan is the way you want to live, the life of Yashar Kel. Now, the Ishbacher explains that this is the very difference between Nachash and Kesem as well. Both of them are types of witchcraft or sorcery, but there exists a fundamental difference between Nachash and Kesem. The word Nachash is a sort of witchcraft that is a revelation from Shemayim. It provides a clear directive from above, some forces above somehow, which can promote one to be stubborn, forthcoming, steadfast, to make a decision, justifying that he received the message from above. It gives him a clear direction. Yet the pasuk teaches us that there are occasions in life whereby we should be acting on our own conviction, guided by our own thoughts, our own intellect, our own feelings, a life of Yaakov. And such moments, such decisions should not be governed by Nachash, by some force from above. This is what the pasuk means when it says, Ki lo Nachash Yaakov. Live a life of Yaakov. This action should be done by Yaakov. Lo Nachash, don't rely on different messages from above. And more often, however, we should be leading a life led by Ratzon Hashem. Our actions should be decisive, guided by the Torah. They should be guided by the messages, the edicts and commands from above. And these may be derived from the Torah itself, or perhaps even the teachers of the Torah. We can't let the happenstance of a kesem creep into the modes of life. Kesem is not a message from above, but different happenstances in life that indicate because a cat walked in front of me, walked under a ladder. These are happenstances from below. And no, when Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to act based on Ratzon Hashem, based on the above, then we can't be paying attention to the kesem, the happenstances in life. And that's what is meant by v'lo kesem v'yisrael. It's a difficult thing to know when a person should be acting on his own will or just acting by the guidance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it requires a certain sense, a certain feeling, a certain understanding of a person's self. At the very end of the parasha, serves as a perfect example. The punishment of a Kadim Pogimbo, a person who is Bal Aramis, the Homaisa of Pinchas at the end, we killed the individuals, where the onlooker needs to kill the violators of this terrible act of Bal Aramis. The Gemara teaches us that this is the correct halacha, however, halacha vein Morinke. Although this is halacha, if one were to consult with Bezdin, we would not tell him to do such a thing. We don't encourage killing them. And there are certain halachas or events whereby HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to act on our own, from our own passion, our own vengeance, and not to take cues from above or that people that represent the above, namely Bezdin. And so Pinchas at the end represents the ability to act on our own, the life of Yaakov. And again, although they're rare, but it's important sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see our contributions. Life is a balance. We are pulled in different directions and we struggle between signs from above and signs from below. And most times we must follow the signs from above delineated by the Torah and Rebbeim. On occasion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to make our own decisions. When the direction is clear, we mustn't rely on signs from below. And when decisions are not so clear, we mustn't rely on signs from above, but instead use our own sense to evaluate, assess, and conclude. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us the strength, will, and ability to know when to be Yaakov and when to be Yisrael, in fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem and be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.